Some people believe that the Bible is so mysterious that you can't really understand it. You have to be led through it. You have to have it all explained to you. And without a doubt, there are some portions of Scripture that are not clear to us, but those are not the portions that tell us of our salvation. The will of God, the desire of God for you and me to live by, is crystal clear. And yet we still need to pray for better opportunities and more time to discern, to see, and to recognize God's will for us. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. Let me make sure we understand that the proper understanding of those words is not the fact that the Holy Spirit will speak and intervene and communicate in a direct way into your mind through a small, still voice or signals or signs or indicators or anything like that. The Holy Spirit does deliver to us God's will. The Holy Spirit is our teacher through this book. In the latter part of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul touched on that subject, and he, of course, was justifying what he was saying in proving that it was really what came from God, because the Holy Spirit delivered to him what to say. He was inspired. And as he recorded it, written down, it was saved for us. And so in that fashion, as we read and study the words of the Apostle Paul and others, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Pray that we would be receptive and open to the teaching of the Holy Spirit here in this book. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. Verse 3. More about Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord. The word communion only occurs two times in the King James translation. In the place where it's translated in the King James Version, communion, the New American Standard, English Standard, American Standard Version, all render it sharing. Sharing. The cup that we drink, is it not a sharing with the blood of our Lord? The bread that we eat, is it not a sharing with the body of the Lord? A communion or a sharing. The word participating comes to mind. One of the things I believe that holds a lot of people back from serving God is they don't see themselves as participants. They see themselves perhaps as recipients, spectators often, but not nearly often enough as participants and sharers. Scripture clearly teaches us that when we take the Lord's Supper, we are communing with or sharing in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. And so the song says that we hold communion with the Lord. There seems to be the implication there in those words of a dear and trusted friend or an advisor, one that we go to and share with. Next line in verse 3, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. Until we get around to taking God's Word personally seriously, you've heard people say, well, that was a good sermon, preacher. They really needed that. I hope old so-and-so was listening. It's easy to point it at someone else, isn't it? We need to make each faithful saying ours, every single one of us. And then the last verse. The last verse is a forward-pointing verse. more about Jesus on His throne, riches in glory all His own, more of His kingdom sure increase, more of His coming, Prince of Peace. That the church may grow, that the kingdom may become stronger among God's people is certainly a prayer that we need to be praying. And John sets the example for us in the closing words of the book of Revelation when he said, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The second chapter of the book of Philippians, toward the end of the chapter, Paul said, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we await a Savior." The word "await" there implies an eagerness, a looking forward to. And I've literally heard folks say, "Well, you know, I'm not so sure I'm looking forward to the end of this world." And usually what they're saying is a reference to their families and all of the things that they enjoy with one another and so forth. Make sure our perspective doesn't get clouded. Because there isn't anything on this earth, there isn't a circumstance, there isn't a pleasure, there isn't a joy that we can experience here in the physical life that will begin to come close to the joys of heaven. We're looking forward to our Savior taking us home to be with the redeemed of all the ages. More about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of His saving fullness see, more of His love who died for me. If you're subject to our Lord's invitation, we invite you to respond as we stand together and sing this song.